In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The expansion of Welch Foods in Lawton is expected to create more than 50 new jobs in Van Buren County. Mark at Van Buren's Zach Morris tells us another benefit of the project is it will help to diversify the economy. Welch is adding a bottling operation to its facility in Lawton for the production of single-serve drinks, like bottles of grape juice. Morris says Mark at Van Buren was approached by Welch about its plans.
We're used to working with their leadership and their representatives, and as things go, they know that's a resource that, you know, if they call up, they can generally, most companies know they can talk through what they're planning to do, and we can do some strategizing and figure out, you know, how do we support this potential expansion.
One way the expansion was supported was through a more than $580,000 grant awarded to Van Buren County. Moore said not only did Welch have the capacity to add its bottling operation to Lawton, but it had the support.
Here in Southwest Michigan, we have a large grower cooperative who's able to supply the ingredients for these bottling lines.
Welch has had a Michigan presence since 1919. Moore says just 10 years ago, there was talk of the Lawton facility closing, and now the company is thriving in the community. He notes the expansion is another way to help alleviate the effects of the Palisades closure on the area's economy. The Michigan economy is bouncing back, but the Omicron COVID variant will affect economic activity this winter. That's the word from University of Michigan economist Gabe Ehrlich, who spoke to state legislative leaders on Friday.
As of December, time spent at workplaces in Michigan was still about a quarter lower than the pre-pandemic level. We do expect some further recovery in time spent at workplaces in Michigan, but the extent isn't clear. Some surveys suggest that 20% of all work hours will be done remotely, even when the pandemic is over.
Ehrlich said the recovery from the pandemic will be better than the recovery from the Great Recession. Part of Lakeshore Drive in St. Joseph is closing starting today for 5 weeks. MDOT spokesperson Nick Schrupp tells us it's for a maintenance project.
Most folks would probably know it as Lakeshore Drive, but it is our I-94 business loop, or BL. And we are closing it to total closure between Vail Court and Lakeshore Road to repair the bridge over the CSX Railroad, south edge of St. Joseph there.
The railroad bridge repairs are routine. They include deck patching, pin and hanger replacement, structural steel repairs, and painting. Schrupp says a detour will be posted taking drivers on Hilltop Road and M63, but most drivers will probably be able to find their own route if they wish. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.